Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We are in Masechta Tamid, and we are studying Mishnayos in the fourth parak, Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. Gimel and the fifth parak, the first Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Natal Sasakin Vifrish Hasareya Min HaKavod. After shechting the animal and beginning to put its Evarim onto the Mizbeach, he takes a knife and he takes out the lung from the liver. And he separates them. Etzba hakaved, min hakaved. He also would take out the extra fat, the osaris min hakaved. He would separate that from the liver itself. Veloayam azizam in mekoma. He wouldn't take it out of its place because it has to be brought together within the process. It just has to be separated so it can be taken out. Mikay besachazeh, right? He would put a hole into the thigh. To separate the different pieces. Nasa l'misha zachabo, he would give it also to the person who was supposed to receive it. Ala dofen hayimanis, hayachotech v'yored ala shedra, and then he would go up through the animal close to the spine, and he would also cut out v'lo hayonogea b'shedra, but he would keep the spine fully complete. Achu magia l'shteit salos rakos, until he would get to the area next to the neck, and he would leave it there, right? So the stuff would be hanging off. Chatcha, he cut off the dofen hayaminis, v'nas l'misha zachaba, and then he gave that over to the guy who was supposed to carry that. V'akavet t'luyaba, and of course the liver would be hanging over there. Balo le'gaira, right? He would bring it over, he would go over to the part of the neck, right, and he would have two parts hanging on one side, two parts hanging on the other side, right, two limbs one way, two limbs the other way. Chatcha, he would cut it with the limbs, tzalos rakos mamal, shtei tzalos rakos mamatan, v'kachaya maniach b'chaverta, nimsa maniach b'shtem, shtayim shtayim lamala, v'shtayim shtayim lamata. He would hang it over, so two would be on one side, two would be on the bottom. Chatcha v'nas l'misha zachaba, v'achedri ima, and he would give it to the person who was supposed to get it with the spine. V'atchol, and the spleen, toliba, and the spleen would be hanging here. V'yaisa gedola, and it was very big. The right side was called Gedola. It had the liver. Balo la'ukatz, he came to the part of the extra piece of the liver. And he would give it over to the person who was able to get that piece. He took the tail and the liver and the two kidneys with it. Not al regal smallest, he would take off the left leg. Benasna l'misha zachaba, and he give it to the person who got it. Nimzu kulam ondim b'shur v'ayivarim b'yadam. So what would happen is, by the time he was done dissecting the animal down to its pieces, so they were all standing in a line, and they were carrying the following order. Harishon b'rosh b'regal. The first guy's carrying a head and the leg. Harosh b'imino v'chotmo klape zro. He would be holding the head in his right hand with the nose facing him. And the horns of the animal would be between his fingers. Ubeis shchita momalan, and the place where he shechted would be on the top. And in his left hand, he's carrying the leg of the right leg of the animal. Ubeis over lechutz, and of course the end of the leather, the end of the skin would be facing out. Hasheni, then the second guy is walking behind the first guy. B'shtei adayim, he's also carrying with two hands. Shal yamin b'imino, shal small, small b'small. Shal yamin b'imino, shal small b'small. Ubeis over lechutz, he would be carrying the right side and the left side of the animal's legs, right, or what we would call the forelegs. Hashlishi b'ukatz b'regel. The third guy would be carrying part of the ukatz, the back end and the back leg. Ha'ukatz b'imino ba'aliyah medudalas b'inetz bosav. He would be carrying the right end. The tail would be hanging down. V'yetz ba'akavud shteya klayos imo. And the baharegel shall smol b'smolo ubeis over lechutz. He'd be carrying the bottom ends of the legs. Harvi b'chazu b'geira. The fourth person in the line would be carrying the thigh and the neck. It's be carrying the leftover pieces, the pieces on the other side. The fifth guy would be carrying the two innards, right? The two walls of the body, right? The right in his right hand, the left in his left hand. Of course, the outside side of the animal would be facing out. The sixth guy would be carrying the innards that would be inside a utensil. The seventh guy would be carrying the flour. Hashmini bechavitim, the eighth guy would be carrying the minchas chavitim that was brought by the Kohen Gadol. Hachi b'yayin, the ninth guy would be carrying the wine that gets brought as the nesachim together with the korban hatamid. This is quite an elaborate process. They would start carrying it up the ramp, and from halfway up, they would start to salt each one of the pieces. They would go up, go around, and then they would bring it to the Lishka Sagazis. They would go to the Lishka Sagazis, Likros as a Shema, in order for them to make sure that they recited Shema in its proper time. The Mishnah in the fifth parak then turns around and talks about that process after the animal would be brought. Amalem Amamuna, the Mamuna would say to all the people when they would come to the Lishka Sagazis, Baruch Bracha Achas, make a bracha. Which is the bracha? Say, Hein Baruch, they would say a bracha. What bracha did they say? They would say the bracha of Avaraba, but they would wait to say the Yotzer of Varechoshech until it was clearly very light outside. We learn, of course, that the order of the Birchas Kriya Shema are not Ma'akev. Karu Aseres HaDvarim, they would say the Aseres HaDibros at that point in time. Shema V'Hayam Shema V'Yomer, the three parashios of Kriya Shema. Baruch Hu Es'am, they would say it together with the nation, right? Shalosh brachos, they would say three brachos with the people. Emes v'yatziv, they would say Goal Yisrael. Avoda, they would say Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Bamcha Yisrael B'svilasam, right? And Birchas Kohanim, and they would say Birchas Kohanim, which serve as the bare bones of what you and I call the Shachar's Tefillah. B'Shabbos Mosivim Bracha Achas L'Mishmar Yotze, they would add an extra bracha to the Mishmar that would be leaving. And what was that bracha? Mishishach and Shmo B'Bayis Hazeh, that was the means that they put into play. And with that, since we are on Erev Shabbos, I will wish you all a wonderful Shabbos, but have a great day.